Hello there, listeners. PG here with a preview of this month's Spoilers Club, where we take a deep dive into iconic and impactful escape rooms. The creators join us to share exclusive behind-the-scenes commentary and insights about their games. Today, we've got something a little different. Haley and Cameron Cooper of Strange Bird Immersive have joined us to pay homage to the seminal immersive theater show, Sleep No More, which will soon close its doors. If you've never seen the show, you can live vicariously through this episode, and even if you're a seasoned attendee, I think you'll walk away with a deeper understanding. In this preview, Haley talks about the crossfade technique that Punch Drunk uses to ease guests into the world of the McKittrick Hotel.
Once you go up this grand staircase, you enter a very dark maze.
I remember it being very dark because I literally couldn't see, and David had to go in front of me, and he started bragging about his spectacular night vision. So I remember that it was very
dark. That's true.
I've always thought it was such a really nice customer service thing that, like, this maze is, like, dark and disorienting, and it is designed to slow you down. They don't want you entering hot off the street straight into their world. And they actually call this whole experience a crossfade. Punch Drunk is almost more inspired by film than they are by theater. They talk a lot about the long shot, which is like the big dance sequences, the close-up, which is the durational activities where they're doing something interesting on a typewriter or whatnot. And then there is this crossfade, which is like a different way of thinking about the magic circle than I am used to. Like, for me, the magic circle has always been a very hard line where it's like you're in this imaginary world or you're not. Like, you're in the real world where, like, I'm concerned about, like, is my parking meter running out? And then I'm in, you know, an Amazonian jungle and needing to find an artifact. Punch Drunk is not thinking in those terms of, like, when are we? When does that magic circle begin? It's not hard line. It is a gentle, you know, like, you're in this hotel lobby, but you're checking into Sleep No More. These people are kind of well-dressed, but they're not playing a character inside the hotel yet. And then once you're outside the maze, you hit a place called the Manderley Bar. And this is an active bar. There's some people in some lovely costumes who are just having a good time. Quite often there's a singer and a band. You can get drinks.
And of course, it's dark. And not only are the walls covered in red velvet cloth, so's the ceiling.
I love a good transitional space, and it's a bar. Everybody knows what to do at a bar, right? So you it's comfortable, but it's not the outside world.
It is neither the outside world nor the inside world is what's so fascinating about the Manderley. It's like this liminal space, which makes it a safe space during the show. Like, they will say, if you need to tap out of this experience, come to the bar.
And so you can get a drink, you can buy some absinthe, but before you know it, one of the gentlemen steps up to the mic and says, "Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. If any of our guests with an ace playing card, please meet me by the elevator. Bring your ace over to the elevator." And that's them announcing that the first group is time to go in.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by becoming a patron at the Search Win level for access to all of the Spoilers Club episodes. To join, visit patreon.com/roomescapeartist. And for more details on the different escape rooms that we've covered, visit roomescapeartist.com and search under the podcast tab for Spoilers Club.